This is Shir 24 in our series on Avodas HaBitachon. Today we're going to be discussing how somebody who occupies his time with toiling in Torah could potentially be dependent on the machlokes we've been deliberating between the Maseilas Yesharim and the Chovos HaVavos. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Tes Amid Beis brings a pasuk in Iyov Perakei Pasuk Zayin. Adam la'amal yulad, man was born to toil. And like the Gemara says, a person has two options. He could either be amal b'tayrech, toiling and exerting in regular work, or he could be amal b'tayrech in Torah. Praiseworthy is the one that chooses to toil in Torah. And it says also explicitly like that in Bereishis Rabbah, Perek Yud Gimel, Oy Zayin, that a person was created to toil. If he's privileged, he will toil in Torah. If not, he will toil in Aretz, worldly labor. Praiseworthy is somebody who is amal b'tayrech. The simple meaning of the Gemara seems to imply that even though we've been discussing until now that there's an obligation to do ishtalis, that there are two options. You could either choose to toil in Torah or toil in worldly labor. And perhaps we could suggest that then, according to the Maseilas Yesharim, where the klala, the curse, that you need to fulfill a chavis of ishtalis, you would have the option of either fulfilling the curse by working hard in worldly matters or by toiling in Torah. This is explicit in the Evan Shlema of the Gra Perches Ois Yud Aleph, where he says very clearly that just like by the making of lechem, physical bread, there is a chaff and impurities, and you have to sift out the grain, and you need many laborers until you end up producing bread, so too by Torah it's referred to as lechem, bread. Therefore you need to be amal b'Torah. You need to toil in Torah in order to purify it and to make it into a clear conclusion of a halacha berura, clarified law. And that is why it says, "Koitz v'dardar tatzmiach loch v'chalta es izif hasode v'zeis hapecha toich alechem." Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow you shall eat bread. So the implication of the Gra is that toil in Torah would also fulfill this pasuk. And it's also explicit in the Sichas Musar of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in Shnas Tuf Shin Lamed Beis Ois Yud Zayin, where he explains that Chazal observe that the best days of a person's entire existence is when he's in the womb of his mother. The person can eat what the mother eats, drink what the mother drinks. They teach the entire Torah. He's taught the entire Torah, and he could see from one end of the earth until the other. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says that the deeper meaning of this is that everything is prepared in front of him without having to be toirich, exerted at all. He doesn't need to be yegia to toil. To prepare his food. He doesn't need an amelis to even learn Torah either. And he sees from one end of the world to the other, which means all the secrets of creation are revealed to him, even though he wasn't exerted to learn about them himself. As explains Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the deeper meaning of this is that when a person is in his mother's womb, he's in a situation of Adam Rishon before the Chet, and does not have the curse of Bezeis HaPecha Toich HaLechem. And you see from here that even amelis v'torah, toil in Torah, is a result of this punishment of b'zeis apecha toich alechem. And that is why a person needs to put in a great effort to learn Torah. Now, all these mefarshim are seemingly going with the Maseilas Yesharim. However, if you learn like the Chovos HaVavos, that there's a mitzvah of la'avdei l'shamar, which Adam was commanded on even before the chet of eating from the Eitz HaDaas, it's possible that even according to Chovos HaVavos, like we saw in the Midrashim, a person is noilad la'amal, born to toil, and he could choose to fulfill that the mitzvah of the l'shamrei, either through the fulfillment of a melas b'torah, toil in Torah, or through worldly work. But the truth of the matter is, anyway, that there could be a whole different approach in all of this. Like, it's very clear from the Beis HaLevi that potentially a melas toil is a separate chiyuv obligation altogether, which means that there's an obligation of ishtalis, and there's a separate obligation that you have to be oimel, a chi of amelis. And for that obligation of amelis, for that you could fulfill it through limud Torah, through Torah study. And we're never discussing if that exempts the obligation of ishtalis. Chi of ishtalis is a separate obligation, a chi of amelis is a separate obligation. So this would be a third way to look at it. And just adding a few more sources on this topic, just to broaden it, The Netziv in Meroimi Sada at the end of Kedushin says that the person was only created with these koiches, powers to work, like the Gemara describes. If he wasn't Oimel B'Tara, then he'll be Oichel B'Zeis Af, eating by the sweat of his brow, of his work. But if he is Oimel B'Tara, toiling in the Torah, he'll be able to have food through his B'Zeis Af of Amelus B'Tara. And the truth of the matter is, there's an explicit pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Chav Zayin Ois Beis, Shav Lachem Maskime Kum. It's vain for you that you rise up early. This implies that there's a certain falsehood in the ones that have to wake up early to go out to toil for their parnasa. And like Rashi explains over there, what the shav they're talking about, the vanity of these people, is that they get up early and they go to work very long hours and they're sustaining themselves with difficulty and toil. And the pasuk contrasts, Ken yitein ledidoy sheina. He provides as much for his loved ones while they sleep. If you're a yedid, beloved one, and you give sheina, give sleep, says Rashi, what that means, if a person is menadeid sheina, gives up his sleeping in order to be toil in Torah, Hashem will provide for him parnasa, that same way he provides for those that wake up early and come home late and toil in their livelihood. And there's a famous Keser Roish in Ois Ayin Aleph that brings in the name of Rav Chaim Blazner that there's a tested method that works, that when a person gets up in the morning and he accepts upon himself that day, Oila Torah, the yoke of Torah, but emes, like in real truth, with complete heart, and he accepts in his heart that he will not be distracted from any distraction, he will learn Torah to his fullest capacity, Hashem will remove from him anything that could be mevatel, like nullifying him, and he will succeed in his Torah that day. In accordance to the strength that he accepts upon himself, the yoke of Torah, with absolute acceptance, Hashem will give him assistance, and he will take away anything that could distract him from his limud Torah. However, many Achrayim ask, why did so many Tanoim have to engage in Parnasa? The Shlo says a very interesting chiddush, that because of their great spiritual level, Madrego, toiling in Parnasa by then did not cause any bittul, neglect, from their learning. As they toiled in Parnasa, they were able to think and learning, and there's a famous Rav Chaim Blazner that says this as well, in the Sogia of the Machlokes, which we'll get to at a later time, of Rabbi Shmuel, and Rav Shimon, and Haneg, Bahem Minog Derech Eretz, and the Tshuvas at Tashbeitz, in Chelek Av Simin Kuf Mem Zayin, also says that because their hearts were so open, like an ulam, like a hole, meaning they had a great opening where they could take in Torah and avoid it very easily, they had the ability to do both the kalos with ease, and they engaged also in very non-demanding work. Have a wonderful evening.